In the last quarter of the 20th century, much of the world sat on the edge of an increasingly expensive theater seat, waiting for something momentous to occur. Christian aficionados of the Second Coming scenario were convinced that after 2,000 years, the other shoe was about to drop, and five of the era's best-known psychics predicted that Atlantis would soon reemerge from the depths. To this last, Princess Li Shiri responded, "There are three lost continents. We are one. The lovers." In whatever esteem one might hold Princess Li Shiri's thoughts, one must agree that the last quarter of the century was a severe period for lovers. It was a time when romantic relationships took on the character of ice and spring, stranding many little children on jagged and inhospitable floes. Nobody quite knew what to make of the moon anymore. Consider a certain night in August. The moon was so bloated it was about to tip over. For more than an hour, Li Shiri stared into the sky. "Does the moon have a purpose?" she inquired. The same query put to the Remington SL3 typewriter elicited this response. Albert Camus wrote that the only serious question